This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Good afternoon. This is Bethany Eckstein reading Star Magazine. Exclusive interview with James Pinka, returning to the Titanic. Marking the 112th anniversary of the Titanic's maiden voyage, we sat down with researcher James Pinka, Titanic researcher and spokesperson, to get a glimpse into the life of passenger John Jacob Astor, the wealthiest man aboard the most infamous ship in history. It's been over 100 years and people are still so fascinated by the Titanic. Why do you think this is so? The Titanic is still the greatest story of all time. It has drama. It has romance. It has heroes and villains. It is in this wonderful time in history that people find so fascinating. It has a little bit of everything. And so I just think the interest will never go away. There were so many different classes of people that were on board the Titanic, including some very wealthy people, like John Jacob Astor. So how did he fit in among the high rollers that were on board? He was with his new wife, Madeline, on a 10-week tour of the Mediterranean because of the scandal going on in the U.S. surrounding their marriage. He was 47, and she was 18. So many first-class passengers gave them the cold shoulder. He boarded the Titanic with a little entourage, his wife, Madeline, his dog, Kitty, a valet, a lady's maid, and a nurse. Really quite a group to be boarding with them. Plan a spring adventure to Titanic, the artifact exhibition locations in Las Vegas, Orlando, and Columbus, Boston, opening October 17th. Other locations worldwide. Purchase tickets at discovertitanic.com. Starscoop, Hollywood gossip, hot off the presses. She's the star. As the new season of the Regency-era romance arrives, Nicola Coughlan finds herself front and center. More comfortable as the oddball in the corner, Nicola moves to center stage in the third season of the Netflix hit Bridgerton, out May 16th. I'm in disbelief that I'm the leading lady in a romance show, the 37-year-old tells the new issue of Harper's Bazaar, and it's not because I find myself hideous, as some people have assumed when I say that. I'll have you know in the right lighting, I'm a solid 7, but because it's not something I ever dreamed of. Instead, she tells the mag she's more accustomed to being a supporting character. Strange girl no one pays attention to, where do I sign up? The Irish actress was a fan favorite in the streamers Dairy Girls and a breakout as Bridgerton's Penelope Featherington, a.k.a. the gossip Lady Whistledown, whose romance with Colin Bridgerton, Luke Newton, will be a focus this season. A huge theme is the idea that Penelope is stepping out of the shadows and into the light. Look out for the titles of the first and last episodes, she tells the mag. But not only was this a journey that Pen had to embark on, it's also one I had to go on myself. As she faced new challenges, Nicola decided to take on yet another lead role in the UK series Big Mood. When it rains terrifying, brilliant opportunities, it truly pours, she chokes. It's a far cry from when she worked in an optician's office just a few years ago. It's hard for me to comprehend it, she notes. The funny thing is, I don't feel any different to the girl who used to ring people up and tell them they're overdue for their eye test. Gypsy's post-prison makeover. Months after getting out of the clink, Gypsy Rose Blanchard is shedding her painful past. 4 months after getting out of prison, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, who served 8 years for the murder of abusive mother Dee Dee Blanchard, is revamping everything from her love life to her face. The 32-year-old recently revealed that she'd undergone rhinoplasty to correct her nose. I am going through a personal transformation journey currently, she told one news outlet, and that includes a physical one too. An insider tells Star Gypsy had long wanted to fix her nose. It always bothered her, explains the source. She felt it was too big for her face. After years of being subjected to myriad unnecessary surgeries by her late mother, who was believed to have Munchausen syndrome by proxy, electing to go under the knife on her own was freeing for Gypsy. She suffered so much abuse at the hands of her mother, says the source. Changing her nose was a way to shed some of the trauma of her past. The new look follows her recent split from Ryan Anderson, the man she wed while in prison and first lived with only after her release. She wasn't prepared for what would happen when she got out, says the source. She didn't know him at all and realized she made a mistake. All of this, of course, will be documented in this summer's docuseries on Lifetime, Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup. And while the ex-con once said she wanted to pursue a career in retail or doing hair and makeup, she seems more drawn to the spotlight. She may say she wants a normal life, says the insider, but being famous is an easier way to make money than some minimum wage job. Fears for Liza. Weeks after her 78th birthday, a frail-looking Liza Minnelli was spotted heading out on the town in L.A., and now an insider tells Star friends are worried that the cabaret star is taking on too much. She looks more fragile than ever and can't walk or work for long stretches, yet she insists she's fine and wants to work on new music, says a source. And while it's brave of her to try, the consensus is she needs to take it easier because at this pace, she'll break down and hurt herself. Not that Liza has any plans to slow down. I wish I knew how to act my age, but kids, guess what? I have never been this damn old, she recently said. Just keep going, baby. That's the secret. Katie's sexy slimmed down. No Ozempic for her. A source close to Katy Perry says the Bon Appetit singer recently dropped nearly 20 pounds the natural way. She cut out sugar and processed foods, and it really worked, the insider tells Star. It helps that the American Idol judge is a live-in health coach and fiancé, Orlando Bloom. He's very disciplined, so that's given her the motivation to really stick to eating clean. The 39-year-old mom to Daisy, 3, eats 5 small meals per day, according to the insider. Mostly lean protein like chicken or fish and fresh veggies and fruits, nuts and seeds. In addition to revamping her diet, Katie has been hitting the gym for cardio and light weights. Right now it's about maintenance, says the insider. She lacks her curves and doesn't want to get too skinny. Julieta Emma, let's work together. A breakout on American Horror Story. Emma Roberts is in demand. Now a source tells Star that none other than her aunt Julia Roberts is clamoring to work with her. Julia would like nothing better than for the two of them to star in a movie together. Adds the source. The 56-year-old and the 33-year-old daughter of Julia's brother, actor Eric Roberts, have worked together before. They both appeared in the 2010 film Valentine's Day, but they had no scenes together. And when Emma was 10, Julia got her a part as an extra in her film America's Sweethearts. Growing up, Emma was in awe of her gorgeous aunt and spent a lot of time hanging out with her, notes the source. Even so, the mom of three didn't always encourage her niece to pursue acting as a career. Julia hoped Emma would choose something other than showbiz, adds the source. But Emma says she was destined to follow in her footsteps. O.J. Simpson, secrets he took to the grave. O.J. Simpson never admitted to the brutal 1995 murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ron Goldman, but the 76-year-old, who died of cancer April 10th, teased his guilt with the title of his proposed 2006 book, If I Did It. While he was cleared in a 1995 murder trial, he went on to lose a 1997 civil suit brought by the victim's families and was ordered to pay $33.5 million in damages. Once one of America's best-known football players and later a beloved actor and pitchman, O.J. did not testify in the criminal trial, but his deposition for the civil trial showed him deflecting and dodging to avoid revealing his damning secrets. When shown a photo of Nicole's bruised face from what she alleged was a history of abuse, he admitted to hurting her, but only allowed he could have touched her neck. About the famous Bruno Magli shoes, which were connected to a print at the crime scene, he denied ever wearing the brand, despite being shown a photo of himself wearing them, and when asked his whereabouts on the night of the murder, all he would say is, "Why don't you ask me?" Making money off Taylor. Fans are revving up to start decoding the lyrics of Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department. Known for writing about her love life, the 34-year-old no doubt got inspiration from ex Joe Alwyn, who she split from in April 2023. When it comes to her new album, she has no qualms about the songs being about him and their breakup, an insider tells Star. He's fair game in her view. While breakup songs may sting, the 33-year-old British actor can take comfort in the fact that he'll continue to earn money for co-writing 6 songs from 3 of her previous albums. He's already raked in a reported $2.3 million. Taylor and Joe worked together on a lot of songs, and she was happy to give him writing credit for them. He deserved it, says the insider. As for another ex, Scottish DJ Calvin Harris, well, the joke seems to be on him. In a recent interview, Vic Hope, who's now married to Calvin, revealed that she's a Swiftie. Soon as my husband goes away, I listen to Taylor Swift. She admitted, adding, "Just a couple of songs, get it out of my system, and then it's done." Star couples. The latest hookups, breakups, and makeups. J-Lo to Ben, I want a baby. J-Lo is getting loud about wanting another kid. A source reveals that the pop star has been trying to persuade hubby Ben Affleck to have a baby via surrogate and claims that she finally got him to cave in. After the duo's early aughts shot at romance ended with a broken engagement, Ben, 51, and Jennifer, 54, went on to have a collective 5 kids with exes Jennifer Garner and Mark Anthony, respectively. Following their divorces and other long-term relationships, the pair rekindled their romance in 2021 and finally exchanged vows the following year in Georgia, which Jen described as a divinely full-circle moment. Now that they're officially committed for the long haul, the source says Jennifer has become passionate about getting yet another second chance, having a baby with Ben. She nagged him until he went along with it, adds the source. Ben was completely happy with the blended family they already have, but he loves kids, and that's why he agreed to having another. At the end of the day, he wants Jennifer to be happy. The duo are still in the planning stages, however. Jennifer is obsessing over every detail. She intends to interview surrogate candidates herself and see where they live and be at every doctor's appointment, says the source. She talks about it nonstop, and Ben figures it's easier to go along with her, but he's realizing what he's gotten himself into, it is just going to get more hectic. Andrew's witchy woman. It's not hocus pocus. Andrew Garfield is dating a sorceress. An insider reveals the actor has been getting cozy with self-professed professional witch and magical practitioner Dr. Kate Thomas, who teaches energetic work to A-listers and large corporations. Kate has a lot of celebrity clients, and Andrew had heard of her remarkable abilities and was intrigued, says the insider. He was impressed that she went to Oxford and thinks she's incredibly passionate about helping people. Now, the actor and Kate, both 40, have been spending quality time in L.A., including a Malibu double date with comedian Bo Burnham and singer Phoebe Bridgers. After dating Emma Stone and model Alyssa Miller, Andrew is looking for something long-term. Says the insider, it's still early in the relationship, but they really like each other. They love movies and books and can talk philosophy and never get bored. Their friends have high hopes Kate could be the one. Britney and Sam, take 2. After Britney Spears posted and deleted a throwback dance video featuring her ex-husband Sam Asghari, a source claims the troubled pop star, 42, has been missing Sam a lot. Meanwhile, as the source, Sam keeps being told by everyone how worried they are about Britney, how she's totally crumbled since their August 2023 divorce, and is making chaotic life choices. But while the wannabe actor, 30, is concerned about his ex, he's not leaping at the chance for reconciliation unless there is something in it for him. He's not going to go back and help unless there's an incentive, claims the source. So now there are serious conversations about what it would take for him to be Britney's life coach again. A mega payday. Kylie to Kris, stop meddling. Kylie Jenner wants her momager, Kris Jenner, out of her love life. According to a source, Kris is way too interested in the makeup mogul's romance with Timothée Chalamet, and Kris thinks he's the ultimate catch, the source says, of Kylie's boyfriend of a year, who's one of Hollywood's most in-demand leading men, as well as the son of a Yale-educated mom and French journalist dad. He has huge star power along with this intellectual cachet, and Kris thinks he can elevate the family into a classier social category. To win the 28-year-old over, Kris has tried arranging brand deals and invited him to family gatherings without checking with Kylie first. Kylie, 26, finds the overture so overbearing, adds the source. Kris has meddled in every one of Kylie's relationships. Isla breaks free. Their marriage was going through a slow, excruciating death, a friend tells Star. After more than 20 years together, Isla Fisher finally reached her breaking point with ex Sacha Baron Cohen. A few days after Sacha Baron Cohen and Isla Fisher announced their divorce in a shared Instagram post on April 5th, the redheaded Australian beauty was spotted walking her dog in North London. Looking ready for spring in a flowy light blue dress, cream-colored jacket, and pink shades, Isla, who wasn't wearing her wedding ring, chatted on her phone while holding a cup of coffee during the outing. Sources close to Isla say the wedding crasher star is not looking back. She was unhappy for a while, says a longtime friend. The ultra-private former couple who tied the knot in 2010 and shared daughters Olive, 17, and Alula, 13, and son Montgomery, 9, were at odds for years over where to live. She wanted her native Australia. He wanted to return to his hometown, London. In their polar opposite personalities, while Isla, 48, converted to Judaism for Sasha, 52, and sacrificed her career so his could take center stage, she received little in return, says the friend, other than the Borat star's domineering and controlling behavior, and workaholic tendencies. I don't think Sasha ever thought Isla would leave, says the friend. It took courage for her to finally say, enough. The split comes amid the Dolly G Show star's recent controversy with actress Rebel Wilson. In the weeks leading up to the release of her new memoir, Rebel Rising, the bridesmaid actress claimed she had a chapter in the book devoted to a massive asshole she'd once worked with. She later identified the man to be Sasha, her co-star in 2016's The Brothers Grimsby. The 44-year-old alleged he was trying to threaten her and prevent her from publishing the memoir because of a damaging chapter about him, vowing, I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. In the book, which hit U.S. bookstores April 2nd, the Aussie actress claims Sasha repeatedly harassed her about appearing nude in a scene despite her no-nudity clause, and then told her, okay, now I want you to stick your finger up my ass. During the shoot, as his male pal snickered, Rebel said she was scared of Sasha, so she compromised and slapped him on the ass and improvised a few lines. A rep for Sasha called the allegations demonstrably false, but some feel the controversy was bad timing for the marriage. Isla already had one foot out the door when the whole Rebel thing blew up, says the second source. She didn't want any part of it, nor did she want to have to defend Sasha's behavior. The second source says the actress was all too aware of Sasha's dark side. Isla was well attuned to Sasha's smutty jokes and mean streak, but had let it slide because she had put him on a pedestal. Everyone thought Sasha was a genius, and Isla did too, says the source, noting that she had tried to leave a few years earlier. She was reportedly talking to high-priced UK-based celebrity lawyer Baroness Fiona Shackleton back in 2022. He managed to convince her with promises that he'd work less and be more present. The source says Isla remained in the marriage in part because of their three children. Isla stayed longer than she would have for the kids' sake. Work always came first for Sasha. He would spend days on end in character on location, says the Isla pal, adding that the actor was in his comfort zone while performing versus being on dad duty. He's in his element on the road with the crew, and the marriage crumbled under the weight of all of that. His ego was a lot to bear, especially after the success of 2020's Borat subsequent movie film. He was finally getting praised and paid like an A-lister, and it went to his head, says the source close to Isla. Sasha surrounds himself with people who worship him. He got comfortable not having to answer to anyone, which is terrible in a marriage where compromise is essential. And it wasn't angry for Isla to escape Sasha's shadow. Her priority is making sure the kids are okay. She wants to keep her split with Sasha as amicable as possible, and they will continue to co-parent, says the second source. The source close to Isla says the actress is looking to Nicole Kidman's 2001 divorce from Tom Cruise as guidance. If you look at what Nicole was able to do after Tom, that's Isla's template, says the source. This truly marks a new chapter for her. Angelina's plan to destroy Brad. The war rages on, and yet another legal fling. And yet another legal filing related to Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's years-long legal battle over their French winery, Chateau Miraval. The Eternals actress has filed new claims that Brad was physically abusive to her well before the former couple's much-publicized 2016 private plane incident. In reports from the flight, the actress accused her then-husband of grabbing her by the head and shaking her and pouring beer on her during a violent argument that involved at least one of their six kids. While Pitt's history of physical abuse of Jolie started well before the family's September 2016 plane trip from France to L.A., the flight marked the first time he turned his physical abuse on the children as well, reads the new filing. Sources say Angelina, 48, is out to get Brad, 60, and is willing to do whatever it takes to bring him down, including, star can reveal, releasing secret tapes of Brad allegedly abusing her. Angelina secretly recorded Brad many times throughout their marriage and has made it clear to him that she is willing to use them to get back at him, says one source, noting that Angelina will occasionally leak stories to the press when she feels things aren't going her way in their ongoing court battle, or when Brad appears to be connecting with their kids. They share Maddox, 22, Pax, 20, Zahara, 19, Shiloh, 17, and twins Knox and Vivienne, 15. Per the source, Brad might be willing to call her bluff because of the nature of the fights she allegedly documented. It will do as much damage, if not more, to Angie if they're made public, explains the source, noting that both stars would be destroyed if people saw how they behaved behind closed doors. They were as bad as each other. So the tug of war goes on. Brad dropped his custody case because he realized it was futile, says a second source. He hoped it would win him brownie points from Angelina, but he was wrong. He made her life hell, and she's hell-bent on destroying him. Last chance vacay. Things looked sunny on Jessica Simpson's family getaway to Cabo San Lucas, Mexico in early April, ensconced in luxury in the 10-bedroom, $35,000-a-night villa la dacha with her husband Derek Johnson and their kids Maxwell 11, Ace 10, and 5-year-old Birdie, as well as her mom Tina. The 43-year-old showed off their boating excursions and her bikini bod on Instagram. 2024 spring break-in with the fam was epic, she captioned the shots, thanking Tina for giving these kiddos memorable moments in Cabo that they will hold close to their precious hearts and cherish for a lifetime. But the pics don't tell the whole story. An insider tells Star the vacation was more than sand and sun. It also served as a bit of an intervention for the former reality star. Among their concerns, Jessica's over-the-top use of injections and fillers, her extreme weight loss, and out-of-control spending. Cabo was meant to be a fun vacation for the whole family, but it also doubled as a chance for Eric and Tina to gently have a word with Jessica and see if they could help her, reveals the insider. These are delicate topics, but they hope that approaching Jessica at a time when she's relaxed seemed like the right way to do it. Jessica's appearance has always been scrutinized, and at times the criticism was harsh. In her 2020 memoir, Open Book, she revealed that when she was just 17, she was told to lose 15 pounds and went into a spiral. I immediately went on an extremely strict diet and started taking diet pills, which I would do for the next 20 years. The former The Price of Beauty host wrote, when she later put on weight, she was blasted for wearing mom jeans. Proud of her 2019 100-pound slim down, the irresistible singer credited her own willpower, adding that claims she'd used a weight loss drug hurt. While she celebrates her new body, however, those around Jessica are fretting that she has shed too much weight. She's too skinny in their estimation, says the insider, adding that the star has an unrealistic view of her figure that can be traced to the years she was mocked for being overweight. It's made her super sensitive. She's also defensive when people say she should scale back on the lip filler and other cosmetic tweaks. They're concerned she doesn't look like herself anymore, adds the insider, adding that the concern is more than skin deep. They're worried about what's going on inside to drive her to such extremes. Their fears haven't swayed Jessica. She doesn't think she has a problem and says she hasn't felt better about herself in years, notes the insider. She's just doing what everyone else in LA does. Worth a reported $200 million. Jessica certainly doesn't have to pinch pennies. Still, the insider says Eric wishes she'd tighten the purse strings. When she sees something that she wants, she has to buy it, says the source. Boxes arrive every day, and it's crazy how much she spends on takeout. The Uber Eats bills are through the roof. When the NFL tight end 44 urges her to economize, says the insider, she doesn't stick to it. She feels she should be able to spend her money the way that she wants. Addressing these problems in a tropical paradise seemed like a delicate way to steer Jessica, says the insider, but in the end, the newlywed's vat is difficult to budge. Says the insider, when she looks in the mirror, she likes what she sees. Country in crisis. From drunken outbursts and arrests to fresh family feuds to impending divorce, these Nashville stars are going through it. Morgan Wallen, headed to rehab. Morgan Wallen is no stranger to controversy. On April 7th, the country crooner's bad behavior got him in trouble with the law again. The wasted on you singer was arrested for reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct after he threw a chair off a rooftop bar in Nashville. He's scheduled to appear in court May 3rd. Eyewitnesses have said the 30-year-old was drunk when the incident occurred, and rumors swirl that he was reacting to his ex, Katie Smith, with whom he shares son Indigo 3, marrying her fiancé, Luke Scornavaco, 4 days prior. He imploded within days of hearing the news, says a source. He was crushed. Katie denied the connection, saying that she was praying that the arrest was just a slip-up. And now Morgan's team is urging him to get help ASAP. He could have really hurt somebody, says the source. Clearly he has a drinking problem and he needs to go to rehab before he jeopardizes his career. Morgan has been here before. He was arrested for public intoxication in 2020 and headed to rehab in 2021 after he was caught on camera using the N-word at the end of what he called a 72-hour bender. Country radio and his label briefly suspended him. Last April, a security guard was overheard saying Morgan was so intoxicated he couldn't walk before the singer abruptly canceled a Mississippi concert. While the CMA winner has insisted fatherhood has helped him grow and put things into perspective, those close to him are unconvinced, saying the N-word didn't hurt his career too much. But he's running out of chances, says the source. Morgan needs to fix this. Wynonna's daughter bust. Just 6 months after being released from jail, Wynonna Judd's troubled daughter, Grace Kelly, was back behind bars after she allegedly exposed her breasts and lower body on an Alabama highway on April 5th. The 27-year-old was arrested and charged with indecent exposure and obstructing governmental operations. It's not her first run-in with the law. Grace, whose dad is Wynonna's ex-husband, Arch Kelly, was sentenced to 8 years in prison in 2018 after she violated her probation following her 2016 arrest for meth possession. An insider says it's the last straw for Wynonna, 59, who did not bail Grace out. She's been through this so many times, and just when she starts thinking everything is going to be okay, Grace slips up again, says an insider. Wynonna will support her daughter, but she's not going to bail Grace out every time. She needs rehab and therapy, but she has to want to help herself first. Wynonna has been raising Grace's 2-year-old daughter, Kalia Chanel, and has vowed to break the Judd cycle of addiction with her granddaughter. Wynonna's hope is that Grace will beat her demons, says the insider, and come back to being a family with them again. Garth and Trisha headed for a split. It was a big night for Trisha Yearwood. On April 7th, the country music superstar attended the 2024 CMT Awards to receive the first ever June Carter Cash Humanitarian Award and debut her new single, Put It in a Song. While her sister Beth Bernard and industry peers were there to celebrate her, her husband of 18 years, Garth Brooks, was nowhere to be seen. Trisha blew off Garth's absence by saying he was probably at their new Nashville bar, Friends in Low Places bar and honky-tonk, but people could tell she was uncomfortable with all the questions about where he was, says a source. Now there's talk of trouble in paradise between Trisha, 59, and the 62-year-old, the dance singer. They've been very busy with their various projects, says the source. Garth is getting ready for his Vegas residency, which kicks off April 18th, while Trisha's promoting her new music, adds the source. They insist they're at a comfortable place where they don't need to be together 24/7, but their friends aren't so sure that's good for a relationship. Well, that's all the time I have today. This has been Bethany Eckstein reading Star Magazine.